A vote by Senate Republicans on the Elections Committee in New York may have doomed a bill that could close a campaign finance loophole called Limited Liability Companies, or LLCs. That loophole plays a role in the current federal investigation of some close associates of Governor Andrew Cuomo. Karen DeWitt reports.
Senator Dan Squadron, a Democrat, made the case at the Elections Committee meeting, saying the founders of multiple LLCs be subject to the same $5,000 donation limit currently in place for all corporations.
Not as a way for individuals and other corporate interests to skirt campaign finance regulations.
Squadron asked committee members to vote the bill onto the floor for a debate and not to pass it along to a higher-ranking committee where he feared it would be buried. His request was not heeded. After the meeting, Senate Elections Committee Chair Fred Akshar, a Republican, says GOP senators want a conversation that addresses some of the Republican senators' concerns about labor unions having undue influence if the LLC loophole is closed.
Big unions, parent unions, they have many subsidiaries. As I've said many times, I'm not closed-minded to having this discussion, but I think we need to have it from a very high level.
Barbara Bartoletti with the League of Women Voters says the motion very likely killed the reform bill for the 2016 session. And Bartoletti says Senator Akshar's argument equating unions with corporations is like comparing apples to oranges.
Unions are comprised of members, and those members give their small donations, which makes a union powerful or not powerful. When it comes to LLC, it's all one person, essentially.
The Democratic-controlled state assembly already passed a measure to close the LLC loophole. Governor Cuomo put the plan in his budget but later pulled it, saying he wants to pursue the issue in the second half of the session. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.